This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:09 and it is, in fact, Friday morning. Woo-hoo. And it's a Winterland weekend on Alice. Weekend long. Be here at the Alice because we have your chance to win tickets to Alice in Winterland. That's December 6th at the Masonic, One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Franti, and Spearhead. Night of music that you do not want to miss. And so if you're here all weekend long, perhaps you won't. Just a few floor tickets left at livenation.com. So if you want to go get tickets, just be assured, then that's the way to do it. Yep. Otherwise, just stay here at the station.
Going to be a fun night.
Oh my God, it's the best. We love Winterland. I'm going to start with the fires. Kim Kardashian was forced to, everything revolves around Kim, so she grabbed what she could in an hour and fled her home on last night. This is, she was saying that she had just arrived back to her property, Hidden Hills, which is like near Calabasas, which is, I think, like the far, maybe west end of the valley. Mm-hmm. Her neighborhood was under an evacuation order. The threat from a wildfire burning out of control. She is... Kim's 38?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
She had originally filmed the flames from her private jet, only to find out upon landing that those flames were part of the Woolsey Fire, which is burning near her and Kanye West's compound. So I don't know if this affects the other Kardashians, because they all live fairly close together.
Right.
She had shared the aerial video she'd filmed on her Instagram stories, and... explained to fans she was evacuating and asked them to pray for Calabasas. Just landed back home and had an hour to pack up and evacuate our home. I pray everyone is safe. She thanked the first responders for keeping the community safe before recording the fire trucks and police cars driving down her neighborhood streets. So,
she got some flack the other day. When was the shooting at Thousand Oaks? Was that Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday night?
Yeah, that sounds right. And so people were mad at her because she went on her Instagram, her social media, promoting whatever product she was promoting.
Right.
Instead of, hey.
Acknowledging that.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, she's still a businesswoman. Mm. But.
Well, no, I mean, I don't expect her to be on top of any news story ever.
Unless it personally involves
her. She's in her.
Her
own little bubble.
Yeah.
And good for her. It must be fun there.
I got
a private jet. Yeah.
I'm reading down further in this story, and Thousand Oaks, where they just had that shooting.
There's another fire, right?
There's a town there called Newbury Park, right in that area, where my cousin lives.
Oh.
And they're being evacuated, too.
Oh.
I need to text her.
I do have that map, Vinny. I know I kind of put a map on top of a pile that Chase just gave you, but it kind of points to the names of all...
Yeah, I do have it. I don't have it.
All three fires.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah, their
so
Hill Fire,
it?
The Camp Fire is the one that's up north
in
of Sacramento.
Butte County, uh-huh.
Hill Fire and Woolsey Fire are the names of the three largest. I'm sure there's plenty of others here. Alyssa Milano, she lives near Thousand Oaks. She said on Twitter, I just had to evacuate my home from the fires. I took my kids, dog's computer, and my Doc Marten boots. Husband is in New York. Horses are being evacuated by my trainer. Oh, it sounds like she has a lot of animals.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing is that, you know, if you've got livestock, it's tough. They're on their own often.
Don't they, if there's a lot of them, don't they just free them? And
yeah, they let them go and hope that they get recovered at some point. Mm-hmm. So terrifying. It's terrifying. You know, when you, in the past, other than, you know, the Oakland Hills fire, obviously, and I didn't live here for that, but it, certainly people talk about that all the time, like that was just devastating. But mostly when you hear about wildfires, or in the past, mostly, we've heard, you know, they burned several hillsides. They took down all the vegetation. There might have been a building or two that was threatened, but for the most part, like last year, they just tore through neighborhoods. Mm. I mean, and this year, they're tearing through towns. They're destroying whole towns. It's very, I mean, I don't have to tell you. It's frightening. Adam Driver.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him too. He we first met him as a boyfriend of Lena Dunham's character, Hannah.
For as long as I could handle that show, I thought he was a neat, interesting character. Not entirely likable. He had some, you know,
But a great
bad
character.
Bad behaviors, but good, watchable, good watching.
I couldn't have predicted that he would go on to be quite so big as he is now. Yeah. I mean, he's in Star Wars films and...
Well, he's super interesting to look at.
I don't
know if you'd call him...
I wouldn't.
I think he's handsome, though, and like in his own way.
Yeah, he has a very unique look, right. And I agree with you. I think he's interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly, you know, not a face that you see all the time.
It just seems like there's a lot going on there. His head.
Right.
His face, his eyes, his
brain, too.
Right.
Like,
If I were someone that liked boys, I would rather... You know how some dudes, they've got the model face, but they're also plain in their own weird...
Nothing unusual or interesting.
Way where
I know what you mean.
Nah.
So you want kind of an ugly guy.
Well, you know, interesting probably is the way I would put it, more so than...
You're like that with girls, too.
I agree.
You definitely are not looking for a supermodel. You're looking for someone with an interesting face, something with some character. Anyway, Adam Driver has secretly been a dad for 2 years. I don't know.
Secretly?
Yes. Well,
he didn't know?
He knew. He's actually, they say now everyone's pouring back through old interviews, and he's actually referenced a child.
Oh.
He's got a 2-year-old son with his wife, Joanne Tucker.
Is she secret too?
No, I believe it's known. She's also an actress. They married like in 2013 or 2014. They've been married a while. They are saying it has somehow escaped the attention of the public that this guy's got a kid. Friends of them say family members have posted about Tucker's pregnancy, the wife's pregnancy, on their private Instagram feeds. One post was an image of Tucker with her sister, who was also pregnant at the time, and the caption was "sisters nearly matching everything." The clues in past interviews, I guess, in 2017. There was a video that he shot for W Magazine, and he said, "I look at my dog. This sounds so absurd, but it's not. I don't know if I can love anything more. Like, I have a kid, maybe," and, like, gestures dismissively kind of into the air. But the dog, he loves the dog. then there's something with Channing Tatum. I'm not really following that one. Anyway, he's never talked about his child directly in the press. He does discuss the kid with those close to him. Here it is. They married in 2013. She's also an actress. And they're not responding to requests for comment, but it turns out he's got a kid. It doesn't even say really here if it's a boy or a girl.
Congratulations.
Yes, sure. 2 years later. It's weird, though, because usually celebrities get stalked enough that everyone knows everything about them. Stephen Hawking's wheelchair sold for $393,000 at auction.
Is that what they go for, or is that because he's a celebrity?
It's because he's Stephen Hawking.
Oh. So what do you do with that once you have it? You don't use it, do you?
No, I'm going to say that you put that in your Stephen Hawking museum. I don't know what you do with it, but you don't use it.
My first thought was someone's bought it to use it. But if they don't go for that price, then what do they cost normally?
I would guess, I don't know. I would guess a motorized wheelchair, which, and by the way, this one is really specialized for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, are there special controls on there?
Probably. I am looking at it. It does have a box. It has a little joystick. It has a sort of a foot plate that I'm not sure is standard, and a very high back. I do not. What does a? Can you see what a?
$3,600 is for, like, that's what I'm looking at.
$3,600 for a.
Nice
and that's equipped. That's a
they,
Mondo.
They range in price. I see one for $2,500, one for under $1,000.
Mm. Wow.
And it looks like they go standard, transport, lightweight, ultralight, and it goes by the poundage of a person.
I see.
Do they have like the gold 24-karat gold spokes?
Yes,
and stuff?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, the blinged out wheelchair. Yeah. Sure. That's for when Kim Kardashian has that ankle, the dreaded ankle twist that Vinny's been warning us about for years. I've bedazzled the chair.
Hey, Bryn, type in blinged out wheelchair in Google Images.
Yeah, yeah, I have it right here.
Oh, my God. Let me see this.
Many great ones. Hold on.
Oh, let me find funny. One for you.
What makes it blinged out?
Well, they have, like...
Yeah, I'll show you that.
Well, didn't... Super,
like, oh, wow. Yeah, you know. Look at that. Those are freaking fancy.
Didn't what's-his-name hustler rims. Guy always have a gold wheelchair?
Larry Flint. Flint.
Larry Flint has a gold wheelchair. Yeah, yeah, that's sick. I bet that's his because that's also got leopard print on it. I mean, it's exactly.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's got like little music notes in the spokes. Look, or no, that's money. I'm sorry, it's money. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, look, you know, you want your wheelchair to be freaking fancy.
I wonder how much that, I'm looking at another one that's about $13,000. I wonder what that bling one Hooman just showed was.
Well, anyway, this one went for $393,000, so significantly more than most motorized wheelchairs cost. Christmas.
Yeah, I'm into it.
The girl from Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Christmas.
The weightlifter.
Yeah. She's been arrested.
What'd she do?
She just had a kid, didn't she?
She did. Let's see. Christmas Abbott was arrested for a rage-fueled incident in August involving her... Child's father's girlfriend.
Okay.
So she was pregnant at the time. She confronted a woman whom she accused of having a romantic relationship with her child's father. She then used her own vehicle to ram into the woman's car in a Tampa gym parking lot.
Whoa.
After a warrant was out for her arrest, she turned herself into police this week. Christmas asked the woman if she was sleeping with her unborn baby's father, and when she didn't give a direct answer, Abbott told the police she lost it before hitting the woman's car. Christmas lost it in the parking lot. She's since given birth to her son, Loyal.
Loyal?
That's the kid's name. Uh-huh. The baby's father claimed to police that he and the woman Abbott accused of being a pathetic, home-wrecking little slut are no longer together. Abbott was not arrested at the time, but was brought to a nearby hospital, probably because she was heavily pregnant. Let's see. Life appears to be back to normal. She posted a video of her baby on Instagram with a sweet caption. There you go. That's what Christmas is up to these days.
She didn't come off on Big Brother like the very best person in the world.
And it's funny because at first she did seem great. I was into her and I thought she seemed, but she just, things get ugly in there, you know? And I think that just being separated from society, it can be trouble enough. I'm going to read you this one just because it's Friday and because I read the title and went, I got to read that one. I got to.
Okay.
Former professional boxer tragically dies during croissant eating contest.
Oh, come on.
A former professional boxer died on Sunday. His name is Mario Oscar Mello. Any...
Read it again.
Never heard of
Mario
him.
Oscar Mello. Anything?
Nope.
No, I've never heard of him.
He was reportedly on his third croissant when he began choking in front of a bewildered crowd of people in Argentina. Several men can be seen trying to force the croissant out of his throat by performing a series of abdominal thrusts. Paramedics got there. There was a doctor trying to help, a firefighter trying to help. They just happened to be watching the contest. He was rushed to the hospital, pronounced dead.
Dang.
He made several attempts to get the host of the competition's attention before collapsing on the stage after choking on a media luna, which is an Argentinian croissant.
God, I hate when something's so dry that you can't get it down.
People thought he was joking.
Remember that story reported from the Heart Attack Cafe in Vegas? Where somebody actually had a heart attack and everyone thought it was part of the show.
Yeah. What a gag, right?
Yeah. I'd say, you know, there's been enough of those incidents. Assume it's real.
Oh, really?
Let's assume it's real.
What if it's a show and you jump on and everyone's like, what are you doing? You're wrestling
like,
up the show.
I'm assuming it's real. That's what I'm doing. Assuming it's real.
We want to watch the guy pretend.
I want you guys to assume it's real. I'm never going to pretend to choke to death.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to pretend to have a heart attack. So you guys to know if I'm doing those, you know, call in the authorities.
Call the authorities. I'll just get you. I'll give you a Heimlich real fast and save you.
Well, that's not going to save me from a heart attack.
Oh.
Don't you need aspirin immediately if you're having a heart attack?
Yeah.
They say, you know, pure aspirin.
Anyone carry those paddles around?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have
the defibrillators? Here
I bet
the
there's one in the building.
Probably.
I bet there is.
You do? You think so?
Oh, I do.
We should find
out. They can't
out.
Even clean the carpets. You think they got one of those?
They have.
You know what?
That's
a, he's not making a bad point there.
While the smell, the unknown smell, has been a major problem. They've been trying.
Have
right?
they? Have
well, ever
they?
Since ever since you CC'd the right people on the complaint notice,
yeah,
they've been trying. Seemed like we were shouting into the darkness. For
nobody
a long time.
Was answering my
no one
emails.
Cares. Right.
Don't make me sick. The boss on you.
Where's my hurry up with my damn croissant?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, we're joking
too
about
soon.
Tragedy.
Too
oh,
soon.
Tragedy.
A man died.
Oh, God, Hooman. Oh. Our brain.
Yeah, what did I do?
Hooman, you're in trouble.
I know.
You're both are tasteless.
And quickly here, I don't know why, but John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan are engaged.
What do you mean? They've been dating off and on for a long time, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, this is his fourth marriage. He's been married before. They're past their childbearing years. Live out your life together, but they're going to get married.
People love marriage.
Clearly, Vinny.
They love it.
Clearly. And they're probably, you know, adult enough and have enough to lose that they'll have a nice prenup in place in case they ever decide that they're not right together. So she announced it on Instagram with a crude drawing of the two of them. That's extremely unkind to John's hairline. Meg is 56. John is 67. They dated from 2010 to 2014, and then they broke up. In the end, he was with Christie Brinkley.
Right.
So he did a couple years with her, and then they broke up in 2017, and he and Meg got back together. This will be her second marriage. She was married to Dennis Quaid from 91 to 01, and they broke up after her affair with Russell Crowe went public.
Oh.
Meg and Dennis have a 26-year-old son, and Meg adopted a baby girl from China in 06. John has 5 kids from 3 previous marriages.
So she still has a child in the house.
She does. 12-year-old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe slightly older, depending on how old the baby was when she got her from China. So there you go. Congratulations to them. All right, Vincent. What is coming up into the news?
You know, I got a story on my desk, and I looked at it, and I went, Before I read the story, I went, I don't know if this is, the headline is trying to tell me this is wrong or this is a hero.
Oh.
So you'll get to decide after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show every morning. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to our link for the Looking Glass. And not only is the show live in the morning, but it's they replay it all day, and then on the weekends, it's sort of like a rotating best of. So, Bon, you're doing a great job.
Good job, Bon.
With the Looking Glass. RadioAlice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice. She's
Jane,
an incredible...
Jane, you're playing a game call.
She's an incredible radio show host.
You're
one of my favorites, actually.
Radio show host.
She picks the music here at Alice.
Picking
she's
the
also
music that we play. Really, every day.
Really great Instagrammer.
Look at the schedule right there.
She's on today.
She off today?
No, she's on.
Hang on. What's today? Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, this is next week's.
Oh, turn it around.
Okay. The 9th, Jane.
Okay, good.
All right.
Jane
enjoy her.
Woo.
This afternoon. She's the best. Okay, here's what's happening.
Okay.
So I'll begin with a little bit about the bloodbath in Thousand Oaks, because there's no other way to describe it. Ian David Long, the 28-year-old Marine veteran, who apparently had cleared a mental health specialist checkup after an encounter with police earlier this year, he is one of the dead in the bar being Borderline Bar and Grill. They were having college country night, Wednesday night. And many are saying there's, because some of the people, at least one of the people at the bar that night were also at the Las Vegas shooting.
Is that so?
That was a country concert.
Right. Oh,
in
my
Las
God.
The country music festival in Las Vegas.
Oh, these people are just
Well, can you imagine?
No, I
always
can't.
Think, like, if something bad happens to you and you survive it, the bright side is...
That's your one bad thing?
The odds of that ever happening to you again are beyond belief, but it did.
Oh.
In this case, one of the things... So, I don't have any really important updates other than I read about this dude, and he had been having a lot of problems, and the neighborhood... that he lived in with his mom,
mm-hmm.
They'd heard him, the house was destroyed because he'd been kicking and punching the walls in.
Hotline.
So we've got someone with serious problems, and the mom knew. And people had said, why can't you get him help? And I guess she felt like there is no help for him. And I don't know what that means. I guess you can't have someone arrested who hasn't done something wrong, and I don't know as a parent if you're able to call the cops on your kid every time they punch the walls
in. And as you started the story, they did have someone come to his house and was not determined that they could put him on a 5150.
Mm. Right.
Which is involuntary.
Mm-hmm.
They say that he had been in Afghanistan, and it's... PTSD,
right?
Severely,
is for
sure.
Saying, yeah.
So
it seems like go to the vet hospital and get some help, but I guess you have to want the help.
Well, anyone who gets help for anything, even recovery from alcoholism, you have to want it, as you will have failures all along the way, mm-hmm. and you have to be willing to say, "I'm okay. I had a slip. I made a mistake. Whatever. I'm gonna keep trying." It's life's good enough to pursue that I will not give up. And that's not always
tough
the case.
Going through the VA, too. I mean,
probably.
I'm assuming that, you know, that you hear nothing but trouble out of that.
Well, try going to a regular doctor with insurance. And you know what I mean? Like, you get on the phone and I'm dealing with just something that recently I am insured. And we'd called about a doctor in plan. They said, yes, that doctor's in plan. They also sent a list. The doctor was in plan. We looked it up online, triple checked this doctor's in plan. And then we get a bill from this doctor and we're like, how in the hell?
Mm.
Oh,
doctor's,
we're sorry.
Not in plan.
There was a mistake. That doctor's not in plan. In
so
fact,
triple checking does not work.
Well, it's just that, I mean, I can see if you're sick and having troubles and having this much trouble getting help, maybe you do say, I give up. Clearly, there's no way I'm ever going to get in there. So I'm not saying that's the case, but I understand the hoops sometimes you have to jump through could leave you feeling. Is that an excuse for shooting up a bar? Absolutely
no.
not.
So what happened with the bill? Did you say them, it's your mistake and take care of it?
Our union, which I love our union.
Mm-hmm.
Our union's great. SAG-AFTRA said you'd send this appeal for the bill to us, and so we wrote a nice long letter and included the proof that we'd called them and then I got a bounce back that said, we don't accept these at this email address. You need to go on to our secure site. And I'm like,
there's
you gave
hoop.
Me the email address to send it to.
Oh,
how
my
could
God.
You possibly not know?
Oh my
that
God.
You don't so then I had to go and They're redo the whole thing.
Did you add a paragraph about that?
Yeah, I did. It's tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, before this shooting, Thousand Oaks was the third safest city in the United States.
Oh, my God.
There was I was reading this morning in the Press Democrat that there was a local girl who was involved or was killed that went to graduate from Napa High School.
Oh.
Mm.
And remember that story, Tia and Tamara Mowry, their niece was also killed.
Yeah, who are they
again?
They're
the girls, the twin girls, African-American girls. They did Sister.
Oh, yeah. I had seen a story. I was like, I don't know who that person is. But
she's on The Real. One of them's Tamara. I think Tamara's on The Real.
Okay.
TV show.
Big Eyes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm only familiar because I know they're sisters, but I also know they're big, giant eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always watch that show.
So here's that thing I teased you with. I saw this headline and I went, I don't know if this is good or bad.
Okay.
I don't know if this person got fired or is being hailed as a hero. A flight attendant breastfed passenger's baby mid-flight after mother runs out of formula.
Is it wrong?
It isn't wrong.
Are you sure?
Well, these days people are really, you know, there used to be wet nurses, mm-hmm. people who nursed other people's babies. They had copious amounts of milk and they would, you know, work for, I don't know, some duchess or something, or someone who could not stoop so low as to breastfeed her own child. There were wet nurses. It's not unhealthy. We drink the milk of multiple cows. It's not a problem. But
yeah, that's not even for us.
Yeah,
that's
no,
for baby
that's
cows.
For baby cows.
Right.
So I personally do not have a problem with that. And if, as long as she didn't snatch the child away and without the mother's consent breastfeed the baby, I don't see why there's a problem with this at all. However, I'm sure I'm going to be disappointed by what happens in the story.
No, you're actually right.
Oh,
but what I truly did not know. As I read it, the way the headline sat there, I thought, I don't know if she's going to be in trouble. Like, by her workplace for having stepped in like that, because you don't know what...
Lady's out of formula.
What insurance...
Crying baby's hungry.
...catastrophe yeah. you've opened right. your company up for, or if this is one of those where everyone's like, high five, thanks for quieting the baby.
You know, I didn't do this, but I have to say it crossed my mind on more than one occasion, and I didn't ask because I thought this person might be horrified. But when my second baby was little, and I was still breastfeeding... My girlfriend Marianne and I were
And you were a geyser.
Together. I was a geyser.
You were a geyser.
Well, and she had plenty of milk too. But we were actually sitting around breastfeeding and our older kids were playing and I was actually gonna say, hey, you wanna switch babies? But I thought it occurred to me on more than one occasion but I was like, she might not go for that. I don't wanna do anything to damage this new friendship. We were just newly friends
but
she might think it's weird. But I just thought it would be so funny to nurse another baby.
And so you didn't do it?
No, I didn't ask.
Does she know that you've ever thought
no,
that?
No, I
so
never.
So she's finding out now
she's
for
not
the
listening,
first time.
Right? Marianne, I had impure thoughts
her.
About your daughter, I guess.
Ask her the next time you see her.
No, I'm not going to ask
yes.
her. I won't even remember. It just crossed my mind because of the story.
I'll remind you.
Okay, great.
Anyway, the flight attendant heard the cries of a baby coming from the cabin. She, being a new mother of a nine-month-old, knows the sound of...
Her breath's probably let down.
Maybe. Sure. You know the difference between a cry of hunger and a cry of sleepiness and or a cry of something else, she said. She walked down the aisle and approached the mom to see if she needed anything for the infant. The mom revealed through tears that she'd run out of formula and the baby was hungry. And that's why the noise... And the flight attendant said, I can help you.
I'm lactating.
There's no formula milk on board, but I can offer my own milk. She informed, I guess she had to go check it through one of her superiors first, and then offered the mother her own milk.
Oh, wow, she even checked it out. Huh.
And the mother said, yes, please help me, because apparently... And, you know, I'm quick to certainly single bachelor me would be quick to say, how do you forget milk? What's wrong with that lady? And now I knowing that pile of garbage you have to leave the house with every day, I understand that stuff slips through the cracks.
Well, and I don't know about this flight either. Like, it's possible that if it was delayed by a couple of hours, the amount of milk that she'd allotted
right.
and the... time that elapsed did not line up.
Right. That's what I'm saying is there's so many different possible ways to find it's
and
easy though.
If you're mixing it up batch by batch too, you know, there's sealed ones that you can get that you can carry with you and they don't have to be refrigerated and stuff, but sometimes you got to refrigerate. Like there's all kinds of problems with food for
babies.
It's
so hard to bring on board too. It's
right.
such a big deal.
Certain amounts, you know, fluids that are over a certain amount can't come on. And
we were running out of milk on the way back, too.
You did.
Well, towards the end, we were like, okay, we have this many ounces, so we have to, like, time it out.
Ration
to give,
it,
yeah.
Right?
And
oh,
so
my God.
By the time we landed, we had no more milk.
Wow.
But she is, you know, about a year old, so we can give her other things now because she's mm-hmm. old enough.
Like
but,
mushy stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Or whatever we eat, just mash it up.
Sure. Chew it up.
And also...
Feed her like a bird.
Wait, so she's one, so she's got what, four teeth?
She's got like seven teeth. Seven
oh,
or eight teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, four on... I think it's four on top.
Do you feed her like a bird? Mouth to mouth.
Like regurgitating?
Yeah. You chew. I have definitely chewed something up for my baby. And
you do that?
I don't. You had to do it.
I don't do it too much.
But you have done it.
I have done it. Oh, I mean,
like, I don't do it too much either.
Vinny, do that move?
I don't want to chew
it. I have never chewed up food and then offered it to my child, no.
Will you now?
That sounds like good parenting.
You know it's okay to do.
No, I don't think I will.
Like something super hard that I want her to eat and I'm afraid that she might not be able to chew on it. I'll help her
like
out
what?
A little bit.
Like corn nuts? Like corn nuts?
I don't know. Like
yeah,
a soft,
like corn nuts.
Yeah, maybe a nut or something, you know, that I want her to try. I want her to try it, you know?
Something that they can't grind up themselves.
Well, one of the things.
If you're desperate, then you do it.
Don't they say that exposing your kid to peanut butter and other things will keep them from having
the allergy?
The allergy to it. And the allergy thing has become a major issue in schools where there are so many kids with these peanut allergies. It's like, remember I did read you that note where someone had brought it to school and there's a kid with had a peanut allergy and they were treating the mother like, you know that you could kill my kid if you did.
I don't remember that.
It was like a reaction online where people were just almost, they were really mad to the point where you go, Jesus, it's peanuts.
I think you reported like it was a shopping cart. And
that's what it was.
And they wanted to sue the like company, whatever store it was.
Yes, that's what it was. And there was a note that someone had written online that I got this hostile situation and it's... But there are people whose kid could die.
Right. And so the, you know, while to us it seems extreme, that is a life and death situation for their child. So you can see why they'd be upset.
Sure. I believe, though, we decided in the end that if you have a child with that problem, you need to be the one that's more careful, not the rest of the world.
Right.
Because the rest of the world's walking around clueless to that.
Well, and the kid needs to be careful as well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway... This lady, her story, the post that went up after this flight got more than 21,000 shares and 120,000 reactions, and she is a hero.
Oh, good.
Congratulations.
She is a hero.
She shared her mother's milk. And she wasn't fired.
To his breast.
People didn't point and laugh.
Well, a little
they
bit
didn't.
They did.
No.
And the men tried to catch a glance.
That didn't happen either.
Of course they did.
No, they didn't.
They heard a breast was going to be exposed.
Speaking of men, finally, the kind of tribute men deserve.
Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Forget about the Coit Tower and the Salesforce Tower. That's not good enough.
What are we getting?
Fashion House. Yves Saint Laurent has launched a penis jewelry line.
Oh, penis jewelry.
Penis jewelry.
Like little stretchy bracelets and necklaces and
penis
pendants.
Gold earrings
I want
and
a
pendants.
Top hat. Can I get a top hat?
Oh, wait. So these are shaped like penises. So I can wear earrings that are shaped like a penis. This isn't for my penis.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought this was penis jewelry like for my penis.
No.
Like I could, you know,
get none a couple, of us
get
want
a few
that.
Rings
oh,
installed,
this is great.
Change out the charms
look at these
and dangle
things.
From my
a little
penis.
Bow tie.
Look,
look
at would you wear those earrings?
I'm gonna say no.
Let me see if I'll wear them.
They are.
I love penis stuff.
They say they're graphic penis earrings and a graphic penis pendant necklace.
Oh my god, I would totally wear those.
You would?
I know you would.
Yeah, and I would be wearing it in my earrings.
It's a tribute to the man area. Oh, they're spectacular.
Oh, they're
perfect.
Are actually fantastic. Very anatomically.
Where would you wear those?
In my ears.
All over the place.
But... on a daily basis?
Why not?
Not to a special party? Hooman's birthday, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I'd wear them Hooman's. Hooman, can I wear those to your birthday party?
Thank you for the tribute. Yves Saint Laurent. How do you say that?
You.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
Yves Saint Laurent?
Yves Saint Laurent?
I like it.
I like it, too.
We deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, next, he should get some little vagina pendants going, too.
$680 for those earrings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like them less now.
The pendants.
Oh, the pendant.
I guess they're dipped in gold.
They are gold. Our text number is 800-400-369. Oh, by the way, Pittsburgh throttled Carolina last night in the NFL. Like, it became unwatchable. 52-21, and truly, that was not the game. It was the 52 to, like, it felt like 52 to nothing as you watched it. You just went, oh my God, they scored again.
Anybody who gets 50 points in a game, you're yeah. like, oh.
Carolina was not in it.
Have both teams ever gotten over 50 points in an NFL game?
Oh, I'm sure. Got to, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's
I
just
mean,
like
it
the defense
like
is out
seems
of
like
it.
You usually hear, like, if someone gets 50-something points, like, they've won. But I wonder if there was ever, like, a 60-52 game or something.
Well, college for sure, but I don't know about the pros specifically. Anyway, 52-21 was the score last night. Boring. Yeah. Unless you're a Pittsburgh fan.
And then you're super psyched. Hey! Did you watch it, Hooman?
No.
What time did you get home from your retreat yesterday?
I went to bed at 5:45.
Oh,
beauty sleep.
We got a humongous movie review coming up. You got to be in top shape.
You guys
for
hit
that.
The wine hard at this no, retreat or what?
There's no Jesus blood? No, they gluten-free bread for the communion and grape juice.
Oh, grape juice.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Well, I'm definitely leaning toward doing a montage. I'm feeling like we really need it. I feel like a montage. And then we're going to get right into the movie review. Rudy's here. Our friend Rudy will be joining Hooman for the movie review. We peak late/early this week.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.